According to the indictment, the word reparations was part of alleged discussions between Ionov and another unindicted co-conspirator who appears to be former mayoral candidate Jesse Neville.
I think all of us that believe in the democracy that is America ought to be concerned because if it's coming down to even the local level, then our entire democracy is at risk.
The Uhuru House was one of three locations in St. Pete raided Friday by federal agents as they collect evidence for the current and possibly future indictments.
Today's action should serve as a deterrent to other foreign adversaries that the FBI will not tolerate meddling in our democratic process.
The other political groups allegedly recruited by Ionov are in Georgia and California. The feds say what makes this alleged activity illegal is that no one involved was legally registered as a foreign agent. If convicted, Ionov faces up to 5 years in prison. There have been no other arrests, but the FBI collected a lot of evidence, so that certainly could change, Allie.
It makes you wonder where else this could be going on and how much of it is going on. All right, Haley, thanks.